ओम स्थापकाय च धर्मस्य सर्वधर्म स्वरूपिने अवतार वरिष्ठ राम कृष्ण ते नमः। I bow toward the supreme teacher Sri Ramakrishna, who was the repository of religions and the reinstator of religions, the great, the paragon among avatars. To him my repeated salutations. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. I expect an audience today. The rain is so much. But anyway, I'm glad some of you have come. The talk I had chosen, The Man and the Avatar, the new topic, new means rearranging the topic. Now, among avatars, the recent is Ramakrishna, and Sri Chaitanya is Bengal, Ramakrishna every now and then quotes him, ancient Krishna and Rama. Then Shankara and others, nowadays we see avatar, but they are called Bhashyakaras, the commentators. But there was the traditional scriptural 10 avatars. First is the fish avatar, second is the tortoise avatar, third is the boar avatar, fourth is the Vamana avatar, the man lion, then Vamana, then Parashurama, Rama, and Buddha, and Kalki. Kalki has not yet come. So every group wrote Mahamudra's Kalki, Christ's Kalki, books were written, you see. The other nine, the prehistoric almost, the last three were human beings. Parashuram exterminated the tyrannous Kshatriyas. How many times? 21 times, I think. Whenever they became tyrannous, because all the power is with the Kshatriyas, they are the rulers. So when they became unmanageable, he destroyed them. Details are not available. Then Krishna is called Bhagavan Swayam. Himself is Bhagavan. So his brother is pushed into avatarhood. He was the avatar. Krishna's major function was to re-establish dharma. He earlier stage removed his kingdom from Mathura, which was often attacked by Jarasandha of Bihar. And so he transferred his capital to Dwaraka. Now the ruins are coming up from the bottom of the ocean. That means there's a real thing. And then through the Kurukshetra war, he established the dharmic position of society. Dharmic position means there is not too much exploitation, not too much unrest. Social norms were there. Unless society is peaceful, other deeds of life cannot be done. Spiritual life, social life, those things cannot be done unless by and large the society is peaceful. Normally the political troubles, power struggle is among the top people, even now, among the top people. I was told once that 300 families in Britain, 300 years a few families of Britain were ruling, 300 years, in spite of the democratic system where election is there. So power normally gets concentrated. If it gets too much concentrated, who will break it? In modern days, another country helps. But in those days, that is the only country. So in society itself, somebody arises and does it. And avatars are the major people who introduced it, not by their spiritual power, by the human means. But the objective is establishment of peace in society. That is how Krishna asked Arjuna to fight. Of course, Mahatma Gandhi said, Gita is my mother, and if she advises fight, I shall disown my mother. That is the extreme position. Others, Tilak, Vivekananda, and other people all accepted that Gita supports war, but for a righteous cause. So the purpose, they persuaded Arjuna to fight, saying that establish the calm, peaceful society is essential. For that, you had to exterminate some people, do it. That was his basic position. But you do it as a duty, not out of anger, not out of avarice, or not to teach them a lesson for ill-treating you or taking away your property. Not for that. You have to fight without getting upset. Need mamo? Yeah. Juddhasya vikatajjara. Fight without excitement and all that idea. Anyhow, so these are the two avatars. The earlier avatars, in every crisis they came. All the 9 avatars or 10 avatars. Whenever the crisis came, of the then crisis, there are movies you can see without trouble. Otherwise, read the books. I saw some movies, that's why I'm remembering them more than other things. Anyhow. Now, what about Chaitanya and Ramakrishna? Chaitanya was born in Bengal. It is now in West Bengal, India Bengal. And the other side has become to Pakistan, luckily. So that was saved. So Chaitanya was born there. His name was Gauranga Nimai Vishambhar, varieties of name. But later, when he took sannyas, it was called Chaitanya Bharati, Chaitanya. Now, Navadvip is the place. Navadvip, how much? 150 miles from Calcutta, or less. Less than that, yeah. Anyhow, so what was, he became a great scholar. He was the son of a great scholar. And the whole community of their community was, all of them, most of them migrated from Sylhet area. And of course the city had other people also, other scholars. It was well known as a place of scholars. So these scholars migrated there. And there, most of the followers were Shaktas, worshippers of Mother Goddess. Then Chaitanya came, he introduced the Vaishnavite system. And yeah, he became a great scholar, had his stool, went to Gaya to perform obsequies for his father who died. And there he met a holy man who initiated him into Krishna Mantra. And the effect was so much that he had a sudden conversion. From one side, scholarship, this, that, went to the other extreme. All the time repeating the name of God, Hari, shedding tears and all that. A tremendous emotional feeling he had, but he was a great scholar earlier. Then that was Ishwarpuri. Then he came back to his place and people began to flock around him and groups were organized and they went on gathering people. Now that was the time when Muslim rulers are ruling Bengal. And Muslim leader, tacitly or openly, you are converting people to Islam. Now, poor people, whoever if the government, whoever gives you jobs, will convert. Right now it is happening in Nepal. One professor came to told Swamiji, previously conversion was prohibited in Nepal, Hindu kingdom, but they did not want any conversion. So the Christians and Muslims are on the other side, on the India side, and the loudspeakers and all that to convert them, as they did with Russia. Anyhow, then came democracy. Nehru and others all supported democracy. A poor king was gradually ousted. And democracy means they allowed everybody to come. Now the Muslims and Christians are buying lands and giving jobs to poor people. And they easily get converted. For them, it doesn't matter what you are. Give me food first. That is the idea. 80% of the people don't care what who rules and who don't rule. They want security. Other 20% create all the politics, this thing, that thing. There. Politics, religion, everything, making star in society, these are the people. They have got extra zeal and energy. Anyhow, so the Qazi, the Muslim governor of that area, he promulgated that you cannot sing. Even now in 22nd century, 21st century, in India, Muslims prohibit singing near their mosque. And India government, predominantly Hindu, still agrees. See? But Chaitanya did not agree. Chaitanya didn't agree. When they prohibited, they organized a huge Sankirtan party, looks like a militia. No sword or anything. And sang. Seeing the huge multitude, Qazi got afraid, that permitted them everything. And later he became even a supporter. Anyhow, the rulers changed their sides according to convenience. So that shows he was a social changer also. And one of his contributions is, he lessened the conversion. Muslim teachers, Muslim rulers. So with their support, they converted people. So, and in those days, Hindu society was too susceptible. If you can make them eat a little beef, he's converted. Put a little water from that vessel, converted. Nowadays, Hindus also don't care. They can eat also, but don't lose nowadays. But still, they allow them to do whatever they want near the temple, but not the other way. So that is the opposite thing goes on. Anyhow, Sri Satyaraj's contribution was, he stopped the conversion, at least for the time being. And secondly, many people who are cast out of society, he reclaimed them with easy solution. Repeat the name of Hari, you are free. Did not do anything, any varieties of ceremonies, this thing, all this. And of course, he was a great teacher, avatar. So he manifested the other supernatural side. But anyhow, this is the life. In supernatural side, who is the mark of a teacher? Religious teacher, who is the incarnation of the divinity. He is so good, people say that he is not a human being. That is from looking from this side. How do you know he is an avatar? From this side I see. He is so perfect. Or from the other side, he produces change of nature, miracles, complete absorption in the divinity, in God. And many people, naturally limited circle of people, became intense devotees. After he died, at the age of 48, his followers, some of them, went to Vrindavan, reclaimed it. It was practically lost in the forest. They reclaimed. Chaitanya also went and helped. And before the one, Madhavendra Puri, many people lost. But according to his feeling, this must be what Krishna was here. Krishna was there. And it's quite likely Ramakrishna went to Chaitanya's birthplace. He told so many good places, big temples, claiming that Chaitanya's birthplace were. He said, I don't feel so much spiritually uplifting. Of his standard, of course. But they came to by boat, they are here, the experience. So his conclusion was, original Navadev got drowned, submerged, because there he had the experience. Similarly, Vrindavan, Chaitanya's experience, Madhavendra Puri experience, and two, three followers, Rupa, Sanatana, and other great followers, were spiritually very elevated, but at the same time, great scholars. They have written books, even now they are standard books. So that is how its impact remained vibrant. That influence became so ubiquitous that even in our boyhood days, every village, literally every village, had a Hari Sankirtan party. Sankirtan meant singing, loud singing about Hari, Vishnu, Krishna. Every village. So all the boys naturally know, like your Christmas carol, everyone knows, see, almost like that. So that was the tremendous influence. There was no other type of preaching. This is the preaching. Plus, less great teachers came. They also all influenced, of course. So that is the tremendous influence to convert every village. Not the other people are there, but their group also was trained. And average people also belong to different groups did Hari Sankirtan. From house to house, they will go around and all that. Now partition of India came. East Bengal, it is lessened now because Muslim attack may be there. And West Bengal also lessened because people are more sophisticated now. Sophisticated now, they will not like to walk barefooted and sing. They would like to have their shoes and then sing. Like that, you see, style changes. So openly, many educated people do not like to dance before others, like that. Not like here, anybody is ready to dance, you see, but not in India. Anyhow, so this is Chaitanya. He went to South India, reclaimed Krishna worship in many places, discovered certain things, and his impact was in the whole of India. Though he did not go elsewhere to preach, once he went round. Then Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna, you are more or less familiar. He was born in Kamarpukur, which is about 130 miles from Calcutta. And nowadays good road is there because National Highway goes by the side, a few miles away. It's a completely village, even now a village. But at that time, only huts made of straw or one type of straw and bamboo poles. Very cheap, local. And people also just whatever they could get from the land, they maintained themselves with that. There are no luxuries. Luxuries, Europe was changing quickly. India took a longer time to change, but in cities it changed. But not in villages, especially remote villages. That did not change. Even now, after 50 years of Indian independence, they say 40% of the people are below poverty standard. The rest became middle class. So America got interested in India, business. And middle class in India, 1 million people. Anything is a big number. So nowadays, America tries to befriend India. Previously, they used to ignore. But more economic reason. Anyhow, from that village, he grew up like any other village boy, but talented boy. Didn't want to go for education. I don't want ordinary bread-winning education. I want to realize God. So, at the same time, his father died. Eldest brother took up the family. And family means three brothers, sisters, married, unmarried, and of course, whole family. One man is the owner. And he is earning for the land and some priestly duties. Priests go there. They give service, but they cannot demand money. You see, nowadays they demand also. But at that time, so he lives in God, you see. So he decided to go to the city, Calcutta. He was a scholar to start a school, or you can college, you can say college. But college of 20 people, 5 people, like that. That was the style at that time. Instead of gathering 20 professors in one place, 20 places. This subject go to him, this subject go to him, like that. And later days, government supported, or big rich men supported those. They are called toll. So that way they kept on education. Without formal schools with buildings, this, that, from family to family they kept up. Anyhow, he did not want to study further. He could write and forgotten writing later. He copied, but he had memory, strong memory, memorized plays after plays, dramas after dramas, and these are all open-air dramas. So no equipment necessary. With bamboo stick, you can manage all your weapons. So they did it. He could draw, he could architecture work, he could do. He showed talents in many, could sing. So brother went there. The boy, now guardian, mother is the affectionate and weak guardian. So he thought he'll be better if he goes to him. So he took him. He was 17 years or so. And used him as his assistant. He was studying also, but assistant for doing priestly work. At one time, Rani Rashmani started the temple, Kali temple, but Kali temple had Shiva temple, Vishnu temple, all the three main deities, even before Ramakrishna. Some or other put all of them in one place. Ramakrishna later announced, all are valid, you see. But why Rashmani did it, then you bring in supernatural things. God must have prompted her. So nobody was supporting because she belonged to a lower caste, though very rich, but lower caste, Kaivarta they are called. So the lower caste people were not allowed to have a temple. That is the Indian method. You may be very rich, but you rise along with your caste. You cannot simply jump up. That is the complaint of the British. They ruled for 200 years or 200 more. Somebody complained, Brahmins are ready to lick our boots, but don't allow their women to mix with us. You see? In Western countries, free mixing is the system. So that was the thing. They are ready to come to Kaivarta, but will not permit formal, religious, scriptural inauguration. So among the scholars, Ram Kumar, his brother, gave support. He also has some type of spiritual power and all that he had, miraculous powers. So temple was open, and she said, Rashmi said, you become our priest. So he agreed to become priest. And then Ramakrishna had to move there with his brother. In the beginning, he had to cook himself, for himself. Then later began to take prasad of Kali. Then brother went to his village. So he became the pujari. And turned deeply religious. You are here, I must see you. If you are there, I must see you. So he would pray and do all the austerities, fasting, loving this thing, that thing. Then ultimately mother had to show herself. Now later he would talk to mother whenever he wanted. Outside people would not see mother. He would talk. Now when Narendra, he was agnostic as a student, he said, sir, what you see, Kali, these, that, these are all figment of your imagination. But he very discerningly said, Katha Kaljare, but she talks to me. So shall I believe her or believe you? Then when first he went to Ramakrishna, said, have you seen God? Now everybody says what you understand by God. God vision is not seeing a man. It's certain finer in the special eye you see. But Ramakrishna did not go there. Yes, as I've seen. And I see him more clearly than I see you. Because I see with my five senses. But I have got a sixth sense. So I should be seeing more, different. See? That is the expression. Third, Narendranath became his slave in a way. Later days, but fought earlier. And a bunch of student, young men gathered around. Ramakrishna did very intense tapasya for 12 years. In between he went to his village. He was married when he was 23, I think. And the girl was 6 years, 5 years. Sarada Devi. But more or less earmarked. Why? They searched for here and there. They could not get a girl matching. Because stars, calls, Bharatis, you have to calculate. Simply you cannot give. Then he himself told us, go such and such place. She is yearned for it. That means he knew he did not object to marry. Anyhow. Then Shara, Holy Mother, we call Holy Mother, grew up as a young woman of 18 or so, went to see her husband, whom average people said, oh, he's off his head. He talks to mother. If a cat comes to eat, he gives mother's food to, offering food which is sacrilegious to the cat. Sometimes he eats himself, oh, mother, I am to eat? All right, like that. So from outside, he's like a madman. So she wanted to see, really, because she saw her for a short time when he went later, that he was a soul loving, so absorbed in God. She never thought he could be a madman. But he never wanted to see herself. Of course, she was overwhelmed, like, served him. And served him were quite slept with him, but every now and then would enter Samadhi. And she did not see Samadhi, so he would cry and weep, and then others will come running. Then Sri Ramakrishna Acharya, you sleep in the other house with my mother. His mother also was there. Otherwise, she was so afraid that any time he may go into that condition, he could not sleep. So after 11 months, she moved out. and then the disciples began to come. If sadhana was complete, he worshipped Holy Mother also. So much so, Swami Sarvananda says, this is the age when women will rise by their own right. His guru was a Brahmani, Bhairava Brahmani. His Ishta was Kali, another woman. His major disciple was Holy Mother Sarada Devi. So in these three cases, and you would see divine mother in all women, including bad women. Everywhere you would see the Holy Mother. So Sarada says, with this advent of Sri Ramakrishna, women will rise in a higher stage. Anyhow, and Vivekananda thought a new age is turning out with the advent of Ramakrishna. But one night you don't see a new advent. So what's more? He said a good solution, Armageddon. It will be first destroyed, then Christ will come again. So whenever any king like Bush and others does something wrong, he's preparing Christ's coming. He has come before that, you'll have to destroy, you see. Then only go. Anyhow. So there is Ramakrishna. He went on preaching, not formal lecture, he just looked like a village man, simple, not too educated, but knew the gist of scriptures. If you read his gospel, the gist of all teach that. So his method was unique. All the great people, he would not say, I am going to have an interview with you. He would say, I have come to see you. You are such a great man. Now which great man will not be pleased? Somebody say you want to. So they would invite him or go there. He would stay for 1 or 2 hours, constantly he would monopolize the talk. And the old people became so reverent by seeing him, by his talk. And a man of great stature, like an avatar, he has got special influence. So very famous people of Calcutta of those days, Calcutta was the capital. So they became his admirers, and that is how he preached indirectly. I have come to learn. What he should learning he gave. That was his method. But he was also as energetic as Shankara. Shankara went around the whole country. He did not go that way. And then he passed on. And Vivekananda and other disciples took over intense tapasya for some time, and they began to preach. We lived the life first, then Vivekananda came to America, pearl event of religion, such a unique thing. First time in history after Buddhist age. And Buddhist age, there was called Sangiti Council, where people from different countries, including China, Buddhists should come and discuss about the teachings of Buddha. 4 times they did it. After that, there is no record that some such thing of people coming from different religions there. There it is not different religions because there are no different religions. Christianity, Islam, and what are called religions came later. In those days, there was a religion. Goodness. Then they learn as Buddha. So Buddhism, still it is not called, at that time, not called a religion, but later in. So that is Sri Ramakrishna, that Vivekananda and others popularized many of the ideas. And what is the service you can say? In the religious world, he has brought a sort of a harmony. You are the direct proof. Mahatma Gandhi says that God can be seen. Here is a man before us whom we cannot distrust. See, half the people may not like him, but the other half are enamored. See, half the world is non-religious, but the other half is religious. See, they believe in some type of religion. Unless they misapply, that everything is misapplied. Politics is misapplied, this is misapplied. Anyhow, so that is Ramakrishna's liberalism. Harmony of religion is a great message in present age. In present age, religions have started quarreling. India, they would quarrel but not come to blows. Arguments. But Christianity brought in fighting, Islam perfected it. You see? Either you accept or had it chopped off. You see? And even now, after 1600 years, some of them are able to keep. Their women are behind the burqa. They're able to keep. Women means their mother, their sister, their wives. How they're able to keep them under that much control? In olden days it was possible. But in these days of education, how can do it? It is really, you know, strange. Now we, with our liberalism, we say everybody is an avatar. So Christ is an avatar, not orthodox. Muhammad is the founder of religion. But many people have given up Muhammad because of the Al-Qaeda movement. And, their God cannot be a good man, you see, if they are sustaining them. In fact, I was lecturing in one place. One man came, he was probably mentioning avatars, including Muhammad. Swami, do you think Muhammad is an avatar? He did like this, violence, this thing, that thing, openly. Swamiji called him, he's an untrained yogi. He had some spiritual experience. Nehru agnostic. He said, who was the Prime Minister of India, that this village chieftain threatened the Chinese emperor, the most powerful emperor of the world at that time, that we Muslims, otherwise, he'll be exterminated. So there must have been some type of experience behind to take bravado like this, even a man outsider is thinking. Anyhow, so that is the characteristic, manifested characteristics. So religions in the last century was found that all the religions are taught similar things. When comparative study was made, that is how comparative religion was created as a subject. Max Muller and other people got it. Similar things. So there should not be quarrel, but still there is quarrel. At one time, one man calculated that there were 36 wars were being fought in the name of religions in the world. That was 30 years ago. 25 years ago. Anyhow, so what is the way out? Banish religion. If religion brings quarrels, banish it. So some countries started, Russia at the forefront, but after 70 years they had to bring back religion and lose the commercial rule itself. Even within 10 years they started. I once went to Russia. I jokingly say, I have not come here to tell that I went to Russia. But I went. But anyhow, lecturer got up. He wanted to show that he is a very well traveled man. So he told that I have stayed here, not to tell that I went to Russia, I went to America, like that. So I am telling like that. But anyhow, I went to Russia. They told me that Stalin destroyed 100 temples, 100 churches in the city itself. That man within, see, he took over power, Lenin and he. From 1918 they started. So 20 years. Preached vigorously non-godism, anti-religion. Still, when the war came, Russia was dragged in, and millions of, 10 million they say, Russian who died. But first itself, probably a few thousand. Stalin had to open the churches because they're the only solace. When somebody dies, there is no solace. So, but religious people cry, weep. There is one type of release for them. So even Stalin opened up the churches. Anyhow, so after 70 years they are out. Now what is the alternative? If they don't control, if the religion comes back, and if it is a part of human nature, that is, it's called, it's organic. Then what to do? All right, then they must understand it. So they don't fight. You are all brothers, don't fight. You talk the same thing, don't fight. So harmony of religions is considered to be a very modern need, modern political, social need. But Holy Mother said, yeah, but to me, it looks his major message is renunciation. He himself also said, what is there in the Gita? Repeat 10 times, Gita, Gita, Gita. Tagi means renunciation. So renunciation is major message. Now, Americans don't like to hear about renunciation, America much less. The more your money you have, you are better off. Even if you are a thief, doesn't matter. You see? Money. So renunciation is not a part of the program. But if you analyze life, one of our swamis did, life is based on renunciation, along with selfishness, both. Swamiji questioned Darwin. That Darwin said, selfishness is the root nature. Recently somebody wrote a book, Selfish Gene. Of course he did not fully support in the book, but title is very dramatic. Selfish Gene. Then now, if the gene is selfish, how can you change it? But the others are not agreeing. Now, so that is the major idea. But if you analyze the life, so a family man, mother, actually the civilization came to the human level. They had to sacrifice. An animal child produced the child in a few minutes. In a few hours, it begins to move. If you've seen a cub being born. But a human child requires 10 months and then nurture for another 2, 3, 4 years. And there is a complete renunciation, sacrifice, service of the parents. Mother more, father also, to bring up and all that. So much of the life is based on renunciation. That is how they try to prove it. We don't have so much renunciation. So what is there to renounce? Nothing is there. You see? At one time in Bellarmine, the rule was, I was a brahmachari. You have got your bedding. If you go another place, everything remains. But you can take a mosquito net. Bengal is malarial. It's a malarial. So, mosquito is costly. So, if you go to another center, where is money to give you? Why did you not bring your mosquito? Nowadays, they don't ask. We have become, our devotees have become affluent, and we are also affluent that way. Our devotees are mostly middle class or higher middle class, likely. So, your richness according to your devotees. I was once cornered in Delhi. One devotee used to invite us, feeding the sadhus were good friends. Plus, in this belief, if you feed a good sadhu, you acquire merit, you see. But our devotees don't think we have more friendship. They invited us. Why should he invite alone me? So I went with half a dozen people, swamis. When we finished, another old man was invited. He was very old before we went there. He was a Ramakrishna Mission member. Later he gave up as he got older, and life changed also. He wanted austere people. Then how these people have shoes, go by car, this, that, so his devotion goes. Anyhow, so when we are entering the taxi, you know, modern days, Swamis also move in taxis. In our days, they would go in rickshaw or bullock cart, horse carriage. Then I also thought better I retort him. Tell him, yes, in those days we had devotees like you who have no money. But nowadays we have got devotees like him who has money. So our richness depends on our devotee. If my devotee is rich, I am rich. If my devotee is like you, poor, then we shall have to walk. Or as a luxury horse carriage. There is auto rickshaw, no, yakka, one horse, jukka 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 like that. And Swami Vigyananda was a bulky man. Still he went by that cheaper. Fell down, was bruised and all that. Night he had fever and he had the vision of Shiva. He came to Kashi. Lo, have you come to take me? I am not going. Thakur's work I am to complete. Shiva did not say something, came and embraced him and he fell asleep. Next morning fever has gone and all that. So there is Akka. So in those days that is your standard. You cannot go to a taxi or a car. Yeah, third, nowadays there is a problem, yeah. So for that man, he's still behind. I am sure his grandson has got car. He's no more here. But grandson, I am sure that he has got a car. Anyhow, so this is all the by the way, of course. Now, avatars, two, three special characteristics. So when he is born as a man, he behaves like a man. So all the troubles of man he will have, all the duties of man he will perform. But a little awakened. Later he said, who is a manush? In Sanskrit, manush means man. Manhus, who is aware of his real condition. That means he has got awareness of higher state of his being as Atman, higher status and that. Anyhow, so man has certain limitations. He accepts it. But as an avatar, he is not as powerful as the real God. He is only a progeny of God. You see? But if you want, you can change the laws. God will say who can change the rules. You see? If he is born like me, then in what way he is God? So now and then they would show that I can break rules. So that is called miraculous powers, super sensuous experience, like that. Ramakrishna's life also, many things happen like that. Mathur said, can God give in this one hibiscus plant different flowers? Yes, if God wants, can do it. And next morning, two flowers, one white, one red. Showed Mathur, see, God can do it. These are half miracles, you see, half miracles. Then this, of course, popular miracle is the curing of disease. In India, there is a saint called Sai Baba. Thousands of people go to him. His measure is, he cures diseases. Gets you jobs. Now if he comes to America, he'll be very popular. Many people are without jobs, you see. So like that. So God also is popular if he does something. Anyhow, so he's called Mayadhina, under Maya, Mayadhisha, Lord of the Maya. Whoever he wants, he can break the rules and show the thing, higher things. So these two qualifications he has got. He changes the society, but some part of the society let it go. He doesn't bother about it. So Ramakrishna was not anxious to have social reform. And the Brahmas, Arya Samaj, all of them advocated. Vivekananda said, Ramakrishna only said that devotees have no caste. Devotees of all religions, all group, all castes are the same. Caste was a very live thing, you must remember. Nowadays, caste have become weak. Previously, they would not touch either, eat with, together, this, that. Marriage is out of question, like that. So, but it's so live. Anyhow, even now, there rules began for some social necessities. Yeah, so this is the position. Sri Ramakrishna, major contribution, God is real. Spiritual life is real. Second is, Vivekananda said, if he's real, you serve him. If God is real, and everywhere is God, what is the relationship? Serving. So renunciation and service, Vivekananda said, are the national ideals of India. They are the national ideals throughout the world, only they don't talk about it. See, America, they talk more about selfishness because they think no free lunch available, we must be selfish. You see? But it is there. As I tried to explain, every action depends based on half selfishness, half unselfishness. Pure selfishness also is not there. As Swamiji says, even a dacoit, a robber robs, hatred, yeah, but robs for his children, where love is the major predominant emotion. So good and bad often gets mixed up. Anyhow, so mayadhina, mayadhisha. He wants, he can go above. That is how he can save people. Swamiji said, avatara kapala mochana. Avatar can wipe out the writings on your head. According to the theory of karma, you have to suffer. But avatar can remove it. So better to take shelter in avatar, please save me from future trouble. This trouble is enough. Whatever you have given me in this life, that is enough. Next time, let me not suffer anymore. So that is the special function of avatar. Like vicarious atonement in Christianity and all that. But those, and also make a group of people who are intensely dedicated to spiritual life, and they spread this message. In those days, they used to say, spread the whole world, but the world was small. Now the whole world is too big. But still, because of modern communication, Vivekananda, 10 years after Ramakrishna's death, 86, by 96, 97, he became world famous. World top people famous, cultured people, religious people. Now Ramakrishna has been accepted by most of the religious people of the world as a great teacher. They are not followers, but they appreciate. Now somebody asked me, how many people know Ramakrishna in America? The one vice chancellor, professor came here to lecture. He raised the question. I was presiding in Calcutta. Yes, too many people don't know Ramakrishna. I was going to answer, but before that he answers. So also, no, very few people know Tagore. Bengal Tagore everywhere. Every girl would learn Tagore songs, like your carol, Christmas carol, children learn. Every girl. Now listen. Because now that somebody tell, what is the time? I have to learn chemistry, physics. What is the time for Tagore? We'll learn all right. So everybody. But he showed Tagore also is very little known. Even Mahatma Gandhi, political figure, he was known. Then for some time gap, Then movie came, again for sometime they knew, again they forgot. Abarrangement, don't try to bother too much. India, we are politically conscious because there is nothing else at that time. Newspaper will not write all the gossips and all that to spend the time, you see. So you only believe political news. But now, of course, they follow America. Everybody follow America, good or bad, you see. Mostly bad, you see. Because they are the rulers. Unless they are bad qualities, how could they be rulers? There is a story, not a story, a fact. There was a group in Oxford University in England 150 years ago. So they formed a group and said, brother, Jesus came for the sinners, not for good people. So commit sin. Good application of religion, you see? Commit sin. Anyhow, religion always can be misapplied. Quarrel like Al-Qaeda's, always misapplied on wrong side. I don't know what is the solution. They'll find out. For Muslim alienation. They were always alienated. Only in India, more or less understanding was coming. But in last, now almost 100 years, movement started against division. Divide and rule policy of the government, they became more and more aggressive. And then the beginning was deprived also because they did not take education. They devoted to their own Parsi and all that, their language. And English already got position. So the other people got vote. Anyhow, so this is the position I'm telling. No, I did not bring my note. I finished telling, but my notes can give something more, but it is already time. Swami Vivekananda had a theory that every 500 years a great soul is born. By and large, every 500 years. Sister Nivedita had a theory that a great teacher comes, pulls the society up. Society's nature is to go to the lowest level. The great people come and pull out, pull up. Lesser people also pull up a little, lesser people. But they pull it up, 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 up. By the time it reaches 45 degrees, his power becomes less, then again goes down. So our John Yale, who became monk later, he asked our General Secretary Madhavananda, senior, who was in America also, one of our intellectuals, religious. Sir, you are the General Secretary, that means top executive. What precautions you are taking when your organization will deteriorate? Every organization deteriorates. So after 100 years, when it will become more deteriorated, what precaution you are taking? Like our precaution, we take the life. But we don't train so much. No, if it goes, another avatar will come. He said, no America, no Western will say that I don't plan, another avatar will come. No planners will talk like that, you see. They want to plan everything, you see. Everything they want to plan. And I believe that when nothing may happen, still they plan. I was impressed when Vietnam was being evacuated. America was defeated, could not win and all that, so decided to come. And in 7 days they had to empty their supporters. Because whoever supported, they will be killed later, you see, by other people. So thousands of them were brought to America, but not to one place. About 25 places they spread out. Why? So that they don't have voting strength. If they're in one place, they will vote in strength, immediately they will put their representative to fight for their cause in Congress and all that. So somebody has thought it earlier. It's not in 7 days, in one day he cannot think. They already thought all the pros and cons in different position. So from there, planes are going to different places. That means the total planning, you see, total planning. So much so, population also has taken it. I had a one man with me, Swami, we must have some food at least for 10 days. Why? An earthquake come, road got broken down, no communication, no marketing, so we left room. All right. But Swami, we should have 6 months acquisition of food. Why? A famine may come, this may come, that may come, no food. I told you, see, food like last in 30s that here. So there will be line. And your young man, go push out the old people. And go in the front, you'll get it. And as for me, I shall flee to India. See? So, and then I told, do you understand that you will have 6 months food in this house? And people will be hungry around. India, they die. In the 3 million people died in India. Japanese is coming, British withdrew all the food. People died by the roadside without revolt. So there was nobody to organize, and Indians were not violent. And they starved, not one day starving. But here people are more aggressive. They would not allow you to have food, and they will be starving. They will attack. Anyhow. So they sometimes create scare also. If there is no food, what will you do? Yeah, that life is more controlled. Say like electricity goes in New York, looting starts. Looting starts and nothing is working, and you're shivering. You see? So anyhow, you all know about it. So this is the point I've told. As a man, they behave like men, but ideal men, not a rotten man, a good man. And as an avatar, they salvage people, give a new idea, pushes the idea, so that society, a large section of society, accept it. And the greatest of avatars, the days go by, they become more and more famous, more and more influential. The difference between a man and avatar is, a man may be very famous in political field, social field, creative field, and all that. They may be very famous. But in 100 years, excepting their study group, nobody, no influence practically remains. But avatar are a very great soul. His influence goes on increasing and increasing. His admirers increase, they try to change their lives. As a result, societies change like this. Of course, 100% no harm happens. 100%, because many avatars come, again the world becomes the same. But as I said, Dvaita again happens. Then all these avatars come, they want completely change it. Well, no, for that, God himself will have to come with all armaments and change. Or Muslim method, cut off everybody. Anyhow, so that is, they can only sexually improve the world. Philosophically, there cannot be all good. Unless they are bad, there cannot be good. You are a good man, means what? There are bad men. You are an honest man, that means cheats are there. So philosophically, the world can never be absolutely good, never be absolutely bad also. The mixture, otherwise no creation. If the weather is the same, there will be no storm, no tsunami, no nothing. There will be, again, life will be stagnant and die. If all people dress the same way, life will be damn, dull. The same thing, like that. Anyhow, so this is the position. Avatar bring a change, though modern world is too big. So world change is not there, but ideas change is there. Ideas are there. So the ideas, Swamiji says, you think serious thoughts, the ideas will remain in society. All right.